You're listening to a web-only version of this segment. Please advise that full versions of these songs may contain mature or explicit language. I'm Ryan LaCroix, and this is Sample Size, KOSU's weekly new music feature with Look at OKC pop music columnist Matt Carney. Hey, Matt.
Howdy, Ryan.
First up, a hip-hop megastar and dozens of his megastar friends launch a subscription music streaming service.
It's starting to get crowded in the digital music streaming game. Entertainment mogul, rap star, and Beyoncé's husband, Jay-Z, yesterday launched Tidal, his own subscription streaming service, after purchasing the Swedish company that developed it last month for $56.2 million. Spotify, Pandora, YouTube, and Google Play make up a formidable field of competition for digital clicks, but Tidal appears to be operating more like a boutique service, distinguishing itself by doing away with free listening completely. Instead, Tidal, as in Tidal Wave, will sell two subscription tiers distinguished by audio quality. $10 per month gets you the industry standard compressed format, while $20 gets you the luxury version, CD quality audio streams. While the equity of Tidal is unclear, Jay-Z was joined at a news conference yesterday by more than a dozen musicians identified as owners of the service, including Kanye West, Jason Aldean, Nicki Minaj, Daft Punk, Jack White, and Alicia Keys, among others. And while I'm not in any rush to subscribe to Tidal immediately, it can boast one thing that Spotify's 15 million paying subscribers no longer have access to: Taylor Swift's entire discography. Nice to meet you, where you been? I could show you incredible things, magic, madness, heaven, sin. Saw you there and I thought, oh my God, look at that face. You look like my next mistake. Love's a game, wanna play.
Can make the bad guys good for a weekend. So it's gonna be forever, or it's gonna go down in flames. You can tell me when it's over, if the high was worth the pain. Got a long list of ex-lovers, they'll tell you I'm insane. Cause you know I love the players, and you love the game. Cause we're young and we're reckless, we'll take this way too far. It'll leave you breathless. And I'll write your name. Cherry lips, crystal skies. I could show you incredible things. Stolen kisses, pretty lies. You're the king, baby, I'm your queen. Find out what you want. Be that girl for a month. Wait, the worst is yet to come. I'm a nightmare dressed like a daydream. So it's gonna be forever, or it's gonna go down. If it's torture, don't say I didn't warn ya. Boys only want love if it's torture. Don't say I didn't warn ya. So it's gonna be forever. Still,
More information on the Tidal Music streaming service is available at Tidal.com. Next, Sufjan Stevens gets personal on his new album.
For me, the most poignant and affecting moments in New York songwriter and composer Sufjan Stevens' catalog have always come when he gets into his family history. Songs like Jaharia on the 2010 EP All Delighted People, Romulus from 2003's Michigan, and Sister from 2004's Seven Swans all ooze with love for those closest to him, while also underscoring the clearly strained nature of their relationships. With his latest record, Carrie and Lowell, the 39-year-old Stevens' focus lingers on his few memories of his late mother, Carrie, and the bond that they never got to forge. In interviews, Stevens has said that his mother was bipolar and schizophrenic and suffered from drug addiction and substance abuse, and that she abandoned him as a child. But Carrie and Lowell resist the urge to cast blame. Instead, Stevens has written a record about grief that dials back on the ornate, loud, explosive, and outwardly physical elements of his earlier works. It's as somber as he's ever gotten in his songwriting, too, as he scrapes at what few childhood memories of his mother he can summon in the news of her death on 4th of July, the most visceral, brutal song he's ever written. But even in all that hurt and sadness, Sufjan still finds joy in those closest to him. "My brother had a daughter," he whispers on Should Have Known Better. "The beauty that she brings, illumination."
Sufjan Stevens with the title track from his seventh studio album, Carrie and Lowell, out now on Asthmatic Kitty Records. Finally, a new Brooklyn band called Eskimo readies its full-length debut.
Lately, when new indie pop bands show up incorporating stuff like pre-recorded drums and synthesizers, bands like Churches and Purity Ring, they tend to skew a little bit louder and more dramatic. Nothing wrong with that, but the end result tends to be something a little colder and more robotic, more distant. So maybe that's why this new song from Eskimos, the solo recording project of Brooklyn's Gabrielle Smith, feels fresh to me. By the way, those who might hope to Google Smith's band later, Eskimos is spelled with an E-A-U-X on the end in lieu of an O. Anyway, the song's called Broken Necks, and like the best Postal Service songs, it pulls just the right subtle touch of electronica into a very simple pop arrangement. No vocal fireworks, no gargantuan drops in the beat, just a bunch of thoughtful words that tell a story that you'll remember tomorrow.
Issue of Look at OKC has Nathan Poppy's story on Cheap Rent, a screen printing collective in Oklahoma City. I'm Ryan LaCroix.
I'm Matt Carney.
And this has been Sample Size. You can follow me on Twitter at KOSU Ryan.
And I'm at OK Matt Carney.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Ryan.